Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Come on. I launched the show in January of 2018, so we're coming up on 3 years of the Money Savage podcast, and it's been an awesome, incredible experience, and just wanted to take a little bit of time and reflect upon it. So we're coming up, I think today was, or this is number 837, and that's a lot of episodes. So 3 years, 837 episodes, and looking at episode 1000 here early on in 2021, assuming that the earth hasn't stopped spinning or something else terrible hasn't happened, knock on wood. But coming up on episode 1000, made the decision to release 10 episodes a week starting in 2021. So that number's going to get here pretty quickly. And 10 episodes, so we'll do over 500 episodes in 2021. Figured, why not? If it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. And I feel like I'm in a place where I've got a great rhythm for the show with the production of it and the interviews, and my ability to find really high quality guests is getting better and better and better. And so super grateful. So I guess the most important thing is to say thank you. Thank you for listening. And thank you, if you've been a guest on the show, for being a part of making this a great show and a wonderful experience for me. It's been so much for me. It's been an incredible learning experience. I've learned more than I ever could have imagined, which sounds like kind of a cliche, but it's so true. And I've formed so many wonderful relationships over this 3 year period with so many wonderful people. And it's been an immense amount of work, but very much a labor of love. So again, just wanted to reflect on this a little bit because it's certainly been a lot. So I have always been, or always fancied myself, a pretty good writer, a decent critical thinker, but somebody who's very organized, and loved writing all through, you know, being a kid in junior high and high school, even won some writing awards. And then, I don't know that I want to say that I enjoyed writing in college, just because I don't know that I got an opportunity to do a ton. Should have probably been an English major, but that's neither here nor there. After school, though, I did not get the opportunity professionally to do any writing, just because of the professional environment that I was in did not encourage a lot of creative thinking, very compliance heavy. So didn't do any of it for essentially 15 years, but started to get the itch or the desire to want to start expressing myself again, but didn't really know or didn't have the right medium for it. I thought, well, what I can do is start a blog. And then I thought, well, what in the world am I going to blog or write about? And I'm sure that you can probably, there's a lot of people out there who can certainly identify with that, of wanting to be able to share and express yourself, but not knowing how or what you talk about, or any of that stuff. So I thought, okay, I'll start a blog, but I had no idea, again, what I would write about. And then I stumbled upon the practice of contentment. And I thought, well, this is really cool. This is, I think, really aligned with what I'm into. And I think I'm a contented person. And not a lot of people talk about contentment. People talk a lot about happiness. And so I started a blog or a website. It was called My Contented Life. And never really did much with it. That morphed into just what is my website today, which is georgegrombacher.com. which there's not a lot going on there necessarily, just information about the podcast and some other stuff. But that's how it started. And I want to start thinking about things and start writing. Not enough happened. Again, I just think that I really lack direction on it. And then I started listening to podcasts. I think I found YouTube videos, and I thought, well, these are amazing, and there's so many smart people on YouTube who are talking about cool things like philosophy and self-improvement and leadership and getting better, and TED Talks are incredible. I got turned on to those. And then I decided that I would start a podcast. And so a good friend of mine, Centauri Miner, and I started the Figure It Out podcast in 2016. And we still do that today, not quite as consistently as maybe we should, but just a general interest podcast. Well, we're doing it once a week. We were talking about whatever we really wanted to. And so that was an awesome experience. And essentially, it just taught me how to podcast. So learn how to podcast. And then I thought, well, why not start a show for what I'm doing, for my professional work? And so over the 4th of July in 2017, we went to the beach. And if you've ever been to the beach, you know that it's a thought-provoking place. It's a good place to do some deep introspection and thinking. At least it certainly is for me. And so that's where I came up with the idea of launching the Employee Benefits Show. Employee Benefits Show. The thought process being that I think so few of us really have a good understanding of how our benefits at work work. And so I thought, okay, well, just once a month, I'll bring on somebody to talk about health insurance or HSAs or 401ks or whatever, stuff like that. And just over the course of the next several months of sort of thinking and refining, I thought, well, you know what? Why don't I just start talking to other financial advisors? And you know what? If I can bring forth as many good ideas as possible, well, that's nothing but a great thing. And so that's what I thought that I would do. And I thought I'd do it once a week, and I did that. And then I was doing it once or twice a week. And then I started doing it three times a week, and then four times, five times, then seven times a week. And now we're going to do it 10 times a week. And the show has morphed and evolved from just being a show about personal finance to really being a show about human flourishing. And I get the opportunity to talk to folks that I don't know that I ever really thought that I would have had access to leaders in industry, really famous authors and thought leaders and business owners, people who run big companies. So it's been a really, really awesome and pretty incredible experience. But I think what I wanted to do today, I know a lot of people ask how I started the show and stuff like that. So I think it's just to answer that question. So now you know. But I also think that this can be super expansive for people. And when I say expansive, it's one of those things where you're not really sure what it is that you're capable of doing, or if you're a person who is capable of doing something cool or something bigger than what you think that your idea of yourself is. And I think that's certainly what I thought. And so I guess I'm a testament to the fact that whatever it is you want to do, you can most certainly do, because there's very little which is super unique about me. Certainly an organized and hardworking person and extremely driven and ambitious. But beyond that, there's nothing super fancy about me. There's no reason that you, whatever it is that's in your mind that you are wanting to do, that you can't make happen. Certainly not encouraging you to do 10 shows a week, 10 podcasts a week, but whatever it is that you want. Today, there's so many mediums that are available. You can start a YouTube channel right now. You can start your own podcast with very, very little money. So all these things are available. So very much really want to encourage people, as I always do, just to get started. To put pen to paper and write down what your ideas are and just get started. There's this famous Steve Martin quote. He says, You need to be so good that they can't ignore you. And that always really resonated with me. It's not because I feel like people were ignoring me, because I don't feel like that at all. But sort of in the same vein of you can do whatever you want. And there's a lot of people out there who are doing pretty cool stuff all the time. But again, going back to that idea that I've had, or fact that I've had on some of the smartest thinkers and great authors and legitimate titans of the financial industry on the show, just getting started and then, you know, kind of putting your head down and going about the work of creation of whatever it is that you decide to create, you'll pick your head up and you'll have done, you know, a year's worth of work or 2 years worth of work. And in this example, you know, 3 years worth of podcasts. And it'd be a pretty incredible, it could be a pretty incredible experience. And then on top of that, I think it's super important, just stuff that talking about what I've actually learned from this process, is that you can always be improving and always be getting better at whatever it is that you're doing. And in fact, I think that it's an absolutely essential thing. I remember having a conversation when I was probably 25 years old with a super, super, super successful person with a company that I was working with at that time. And this guy, you know, I really don't know how old he was. He was probably in his mid-40s. But I asked him, I said, hey, do you, you know, have, is there a point where you really stop learning all the time? And he told me, he said, yeah, there's a point where you kind of figure stuff out. And now looking back on that, I think it's pretty ridiculous and mildly sad, but I think if you never look beyond exactly what it is that you're doing and work to expand horizons and learn new information, then I think it probably is possible that you can really master the skill or the task that you're doing. So for me, over this 3-year period, I've learned that there are so many wonderful practitioners out there. There's so many wonderful financial advisors out there who are brilliant and thoughtful and articulate and inspiring. And that really goes for most everyone in the financial world. If you're talking about real estate or trading or whatever, I've had people on from pretty much every different walk of life. I've had people talking about marketing and anyway. So it's been super inspiring and expanding for me that there's so many different ways to have a profound impact on the lives of the people that you serve. And again, I've had the opportunity to form relationships with a lot of these people, and that's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. Learning about how to conduct a good interview and be a better listener has obviously been an invaluable thing, but also episodes like this where it's just me. So the Money Patriot segments, which is really driving at personal responsibility from a financial standpoint, and then the Live How You Want segment, because that's really what I'm interested in doing, is helping people to live the lives that they want on their terms as much as we possibly can. And there's a handful of other segments that I've been doing, but it's been awesome there as well. Just kind of getting back to my writing and sketching out an outline and being able to get better at organizing my thoughts and to then articulate that. That's probably been one of the most challenging, more difficult things that I've done. Not to say that I'm any good at it necessarily, but that's been an extremely valuable thing. So having guests versus just me talking into a microphone, different skill set. So anyway, I think that's sort of what I wanted to articulate today is, for me, when I was, let's see, I'm 42, so I started when I was probably thinking about it, when I was like 37, 38, 39, and now looking back on that, would I do it again? Absolutely. I absolutely would do it again. I can't imagine not having the podcast as part of my life. So really want to encourage people to, whatever it is you're thinking about doing, just get started with it and put your head down and do the work, like Stephen Pressfield talks about in the work of in the war of art. You just gotta be super organized and disciplined with how you're creating everything. So I know that there's no way to create more time. It's super important to be a good steward of your attention, where you're focusing your attention, who you're giving it to, and to be a really good steward of your energy levels. Because if you're at 70% versus 80, 90, 100%, then you're just not going to be able to maximize whatever time you have and whatever with these other endeavors, because this is not my full-time job, and odds are whatever other endeavor that you're thinking about doing will not be your full-time job. Perhaps one day it could certainly turn into that. But so making sure that you're a good steward of your time and your attention and your energy level is such a key thing. And so that's maybe my biggest piece of learning throughout this whole process. So I don't directly talk about things that I do very often on the show, but something I've been working on for a couple of years outside of the podcast is called the Strive Online Bootcamp. I do talk about it just as a pre-recorded little message at the end of some of the shows. But it's something I'm super proud of, and it really gets to the heart of what I was just talking about with being a good steward of your time and your attention and your energy level. And it's a 2-week online bootcamp, and it just gets to reclaiming how it is that you are allocating those resources. So if you're in a place where you say, you know what, we're coming up on the new year, I could maybe use a little bit of a cleanse or a detox on how I'm spending my time and my attention and my money and all those things, well, then I encourage you to check out Strive. 2-week period kicks off Monday, January the 18th. And you can go to strivedetox.com and check it out, or you can just click on the link in the show notes, and that'll take you to it as well. It's $40, so $20 a week. So it's not a major financial commitment by any stretch of the imagination. What it is a major commitment on your part to actually go through and successfully complete the workshop, to complete the daily activities, and to ultimately complete the 2-week boot camp. So there's a physical element to it. There's mental, emotional. So there's a lot that goes into it. Again, I'm pretty proud of it. Would love for you to be a part of it. And should you decide to do that, would then love your feedback on the process itself. So anyway, appreciate the time and attention. Thank you for a great 3 years. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being a guest. And always welcome and appreciate everybody's feedback as well. Thanks a lot. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas. People building grid-scale solar capacity. People turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas. And people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investinginamerica.